Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Deenabandhu Prabhuji. Deenabandhu Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the special topic Radha's Pirami Festival of Love, Varsana, the place of Srimati Radharani. I'll hand out the call to Deenabandhu Prabhuji to give a brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvach Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this special topic. I'll hand out the call to Deenabandhu Guru Prabhuji to give the introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm very honored to introduce Deenabandhu Prabhuji, and he's a wonderful devotee of Srila Prabhupada. He was born in the year 1949. He was born in the United States near Los Angeles, California, in a Catholic family. Being born in a wealthy family, he never faced any material scarcity as a child, but he realized that despite all the facilities he was getting while growing up in the modern society, his heart was never satisfied. He started searching for real happiness. It was the era when the youth of the nation, being overburdened with frustration from the world, tried to bring a revolution through the counterculture. This was the era of long-haired hippies where the youth got addicted to various intoxication. He joined the counterculture, but he knew he was not happy. In 1969, with a friend, he met the Hare Krishna devotees who were in Boulder, Colorado to start a temple. He received the ancient Vedic literature named Bhagavad Gita as it is, and just from the introduction, he found answers to all the questions which were there in his heart, and he became the first devotee to join the temple. And that day was none other than Janmashtami. In January 1970, Srila Prabhupada initiated him in Los Angeles and gave him the charming name, Deenabandhu Das, servant of the Lord, who is the friend of the humble. Soon he was sent to Dallas, where he opened the first temple. After some time, he served with his now wife, Akuta Devi Das, also a Srila Prabhupada disciple, in various temples, including Houston, San Antonio, Los Angeles, and Santa Barbara. In September of 1972, he was appointed the temple president in Portland, Oregon. There he preached for more than 5 years. In 1978, he went to Miami, Florida, and preached there. In 1980, he went to Colombia, South America, and preached there in Spanish language for several years, traveling around Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru, encouraging the preaching and opening of centers. Finally, in April of 1984, he got the opportunity to serve in the Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, India. He traveled and preached extensively with a preaching party in Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan for 2 years. Then in April 1986, he was appointed temple president of Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, serving for 3 years and 3 months. During this time, having been first inspired by Guru Das Prabhu and afterwards the late Padmalochana Prabhu and Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu, he began taking devotees on parikrama of the holy places of Raj. Around the year 1988, a saint named Baba Madhav Das approached him to take over the restoration project of a very sacred place in Raj called Vrinda Kund near Nandagan. This holy place where Vrinda Devi, the goddess of Vrindavan, resides, was given over to ISKCON by Baba Madhav Das, who had begun the work. By Deenabandhu Prabhu's pure endeavor and devotee's mercy, now a carved stone temple, beautiful ponds, and enchanting flower gardens are there, which give one the impression of what Vrindavan should be like. More than 3 decades have passed, and he has become a permanent Rajvasi, resident of Vrindavan, and he still continues to take pilgrims on parikrama. He inspires in all love of Raj, showing different holy places around Vrindavan and narrating enchanting stories of Sri Sri Radha Krishna related to those places. Among various other significant projects in Vrindavan, Deenabandhu Prabhu has helped in restoring the Samadhi Mandir of the great saint Srila Sanatana Goswami. He has also been an active supporter to restore the sacred river Yamuna in Vrindavan. Whoever he comes across, he humbly invites them to come to Vrindavan and have darshan of all the holy places. Wow. I'd also like to add that me and my wonderful wife also met Prabhuji about 8 years ago in Vrindavan. We had brought the ashes of my father and my wife's father, as well as our friend Chaitanya Charitamrita's mother, to deposit in the Yamuna. And so we went to Dinabandhu Prabhuji, and he was very, very sick at the time, but he still performed the ceremony for us. And we were grateful then, and I will never forget that. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, and we're grateful for your association, and if you would kindly take over the call. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
So, from Sri Vrindavan Dham, Hare Krishna to all of you. So we're very happy to be here with all of you, especially those devotees from Charlotte and Atlanta. I've only been to Charlotte one time. Twice, because we were coming and going to Indradu Maharaj's Sadhu Sangha festival in Boone. And coming back one time, our flight was the next day, so we stayed with his Samyak Rishi's brother. I can't, just his name flipped my mind right now. So that was the only contact with Charlotte I have. I've been to Atlanta a few times, though. So anyway, now Rarastami is coming, so we thought we'd go to, of course, her birthplace is Bravo, but her living place, and Prabhupada said the living place is more important, that was Barsana. So today we're going to take you to Barsana, without ticket, without visa, no security check, and no corona test. So to begin, we'll sing a very beautiful song of Srila Rupa Goswami about Srimati, the glories of Srimati Radharani. And I think everybody knows this song. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Damodara Rati Bharudana Beche Harini Skuta Vrinda Vipineche. Damodara Rati Bharudana Beche Harini Skuta Vrinda Vipineche. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Vrishabhanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake. Vrishabhanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava. Bolo Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dai. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Dumai Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Banita Charite. Karunam Karumai Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Banita Charite. Jati Jaya Jaya Madhava Daya Ji. Jaya Jaya Madhava Daya Ji. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daya Ji. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daya Ji. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayati. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Shyam. So this is a very beautiful song by Srila Rupa Goswami. And he says, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Dayate means beloved. All glories to Radha, the beloved of Krishna. Huh? Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Tarani means young girl. So Gokula Tarani Mandala. Mandala means the group. Of all, even the young girls of Gokul, she's so beautiful. Moite, even they're bewildered by seeing her beauty. Even girls are bewildered by seeing her beauty. Now Prabhupada says somebody can question Rupa Goswami. He's a great big scholar. He knows Sanskrit, he knows Urdu, he knows Persian, he knows Bengali, he knows Hindi. He knows all these things. He's a big, big scholar. Why he's writing a song about young girl? But this is not ordinary girl. Sanaka Sanatana Barnita Charite. Sanak Sanatan representing the four Kumaras. And we know they've been brahmacharis since the beginning of the universe. And even there, Barnita Charite, just like we know Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're glorifying the character of Srimati Radharani. So it means we're not talking about any ordinary girl, but none other than that own Ladini Shakti of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna's very being is called Swarup Shakti. And it's divided in three parts. Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Sambit Shakti, just like we know the word Vidya, Sambit comes from this root bit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is experienced. And Ladini Shakti, by which Anand, pleasure is experienced. All these things within Krishna himself. And that Ladini Shakti is none other than Srimati Radharani. So we shouldn't think when we hear these stories, we're hearing about ordinary boys and girls. This is Sri, the Bhagwan Sri Krishna and his own Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dutati Svaparandigam Aradanas Trinandandai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vebhaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. And for Srimati Radharani, we have very beautiful prayer. This is found in the Mukta Charita, the pearl story of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He saw into the future that Srila Prabhupada would make a beautiful temple in Ramanriti in Vrindavan. And the Radharani there would be so sweet and so wonderful. So this verse describes her. He saw into the future. Gorim raktavara ramyam sunetra susmitananam jamam savistam sadikam radikam nasretada. Gorim, she's beautiful, golden in complexion. Raktavaram, and she's colored in reddish garments. Gorim raktavaram yamram sunetra susmitananam. Netra we know means eyes. But Radharani has sunetra, very exquisitely beautiful eyes. And smitananam, smita is a smile just before the tooth is about to appear. So Radharani is susmitananam. Shamam, she's very simple, but swabhistam sadhikam, she always knows how to get her desire. Swabhistam, her desire, sadhikam, just like we're doing sadhana. Just before we came, everyone was very nicely doing their jap sadhana. So sadhikam, to achieve that, her goal, swabhistam. Chamam swistam sadhikam, radhikam asriyet sada. I eternally take shelter of that Sri Mati Radharani. So today we're going to Barsana. Barsana is a hill, is actually incarnation of Lord Brahma. We find in Padma Puran that one time Lord Brahma, he performed great penances and austerities. At the end of those austerities, the Lord appeared to him and said, "My dear Brahma, you please go to Vrishabhanupur and appear as a hill there. And all of my sweet pastimes with Radharani will be visible to you in that place." So this hill is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Just like you may know, Nandagam is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, and Govardhan is an incarnation of Vishnu. This is Brahma Parvat. We call it Brahma Parvat. And just like Lord Brahma, he's got four heads. This hill happens to have four peaks. And we're going to visit as many as we can today. As many of you simply go to Barsana, you climb up the stairs, take darshan, get harassed by the pandas, and come back down. But we're going to go on the beautiful Prikama path, where nobody bothers. It's a very beautiful path and very wonderful people, loving people we meet who give us rotis and chach and so many nice things. So we can just imagine how fortunate we are. We're at the head of our sampradaya, Lord Brahma. On his heads, Radharani and Krishna are running all around on top of his heads. You're so fortunate to be in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And today we're going to hear about these wonderful pastimes that take place there. Because this place is known as Barsana. Those of you from India, you're aware, Barsana means rain. And Barsana means to rain. But here we have an extra syllable. Barsana means to cause it to rain. Because just like sometimes there's clouds in the sky, but no rain is coming down. Because there must be certain atmospheric conditions for the rain to fall, especially the presence of trees. We always thought that there weren't any trees in the desert because there's no rain. But Prabhupada explained to us, because there's no trees, there's no rain. So we need something to cause it to rain. It's like sometimes they go up and put some chemicals. And we know that Srila Prabhupada, his father, Gaur Mohan Day, used to invite so many sadhus, and he would tell them, "You please bless my son that he become very nice devotee of..." Not Krishna, he said Radha, Radharani. So Prabhupada is the most dear devotee of Srimati Radharani, and we're going to visit Radharani's wonderful abode. So we start down a little Prikama path, going through the town of Barsana, enlivening everyone with the beautiful kirtan. Everyone is so happy. Then they see the kirtan party, they raise their hands, they shout Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham. We're so happy to see all the devotees singing through the village. And eventually we come to a little path that goes between two mountains. And eventually that comes to a very narrow pass. In Brajbhasa, narrow pass means Sankari core. Very, very narrow passes there. And we see on one side, because we heard that this hill is incarnation Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he's golden in complexion, Sunera. So all we'll see, and those who've been with me on Prikama, you know, on our right side, all the rocks are golden in color. The other side is a hill known as Bilaskar, which is incarnation of Krishna. He can't live very far from Radharani, so he's incarnated as this hill to be close to Srimati Radhika. And we'll see on the left side, those who've been with me, you've seen, all the rocks are blackish. And where they meet makes a very narrow pass. On the other side of the pass is a very wonderful small village called Chiksoli. And Chiksoli is famous for butter, milk, yogurt, ghee, dahi, all these wonderful things. So Radharani and all her sakis, they go there every day through this pass, taking their pots to collect all this butter, milk, yogurt, and ghee. So Nandanandan, he knows that Radharani and all her friends are going through this pass, so he was herding his cows just nearby. And when Radharani comes back through the pass, when she comes back through the pass, then he's blocking the path. And Radharani's coming. Sometimes when we're there on our way to this pass, we sing a beautiful song that has names of Radha and Krishna. Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi, Radhi. Jai Radhi, Jai Si Radhi. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Si Krishna. And one of the lines is Hansa Gamani Rajatara Ramani Krida Kamani Sri Radhi. Hansa Gamani. Hans, we all know, means swan. And I lived for more than 3 decades in India. I've never seen a swan. Where did I see swans? I saw them when we went to Zurich. We do Harinam on the lake. And then we see so many swans. But in our scriptures, everything is there. Hams, Hamsavahan, Paramhams. Paramhams. In fact, in Brijbhasa, Paramhams, what we call space case, the Brijbhasa say, oh, Paramhams. So Gamani means manner of walking. So there in Zurich, I got to see the swans walk, and they walk like this. So Radharani, she walks just like a swan. And so she's coming. And her ankle bells, Raghunath Das Goswami explains that the tinkling of Radharani's ankle bells is just like a spray, not a spray, but a mist of tiny, tiny nectar droplets being sprinkled on all beings moving and non-moving. Ching, 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 ching. And she's carrying this big pot of yogurt on her head. And Krishna's there with his stick and he's blocking the paths. And Radharani says, please let us through. And Krishna says, Are, you girls are making big profits selling all this buttermilk and yogurt. You don't give any tax to your king. And Radharani says, here my father, Vrishabhanu, is the king. We don't have to give tax to anyone. So then Madhav Mangal becomes the advocate for Srimati Radharani, for Krishna. And Lalita Sakhi becomes the advocate for Srimati Radharani. And Madhav Mangal says, look, Vrishabhanu may be the king here, but the king of the whole of Braj is Nanda Baba. So you have to give tax. And Lalita Sakhi says, just see the impudence. Just see how puffed up. You guys were living on the other side of the Jamuna with your little friend here. He created so much trouble stealing buttermilk, yogurt, and ghee. Everyone went to King Kams. King Kams came with 100 cavalry soldiers. You fled from that place, crossed over the Jamuna, came to this area, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, out of the kindness of his heart, he gave a tiny corner of his kingdom for you guys to stay, and now you're claiming to be the kings of the whole place. Just see the impudence. And Lily Tataki and Mother Mungo says, wait a minute. Where did you get this story? We never heard this story. We're going to go to the GBC. You're preaching deviant philosophy. So Nanda Baba is the king of the whole Braj. So you have to give tax. And for every argument you can make, we're going to double the tax. And Lita Tataki says, Are, and what about you guys? You're taking your cows everywhere, eating all the grass. You should pay tax for that. All right, now we're going to double the tax. Not only that, you girls are picking all the flowers. We're going to tax you for that too. In this way, the two sides are making their, two lawyers are making the arguments back and forth, back and forth. And you just understand, they're just little children at this time. So this pot is getting very heavy on Radharani's head. So finally, she gives a little push to Sri Krishna. And you know what happens when a little boy gets his false ego offended? It's like an atomic bomb has gone off in the heart. And Krishna just becomes so upset. And Radharani, we just told what happens when little boys get angry. We're afraid to describe what happens when little girls get angry. And Radharani, she just crossing her eyebrows and shooting darts at Nanda Nanda. In this way, the two of them are like this. It's a wonderful scene. We can't even begin to imagine. So in this way, Radha and Krishna had this beautiful argument at Sankarikor. In fact, on the 13th day, on the Trayadasi day after Radhastami, all the Brishvasis do a big festival at this place. They enact this pastime. Just on the other side of the pass, there's a beautiful platform, and they're all singing and dancing all the old Brishvasi songs. Then finally they pick up Radha and Krishna, the two children that are playing like Radha and Krishna, and they go through this narrow pass, and everybody follows them. There's not one inch of space anywhere, and they break this pot of yogurt on the corner, on the stone there, and because what happened was in the pastime, Krishna pulled that pot off of Radharani's head. And Radharani, she grabbed the other side, and they had a big push of war. And finally, when Krishna saw, because all the Sakis got behind Radharani, all the Sakis got behind Krishna, and they began a big push of war in this narrow pass. And finally, Radharani screamed, and all the Sakis began to push and push and push. And Krishna saw they're going to break through. He smashed that stone, that pot on that stone. Now that happened 5,000 years ago, but you can still see that yogurt stain. You can see the yogurt stain running down the side of that rock. Now we're going to go through this pass, and without any pushing and shoving, but you can just imagine having a big push of war in this narrow pass. So when we get to the other side, we get to the village of Chiksoli. And we have everybody chant very loudly to enliven all the Chiksoli Vasis. And here we find this is the village of Chitraleka. On the other side of the hill, there's a beautiful temple of Chitraleka Devi, one of the Astasakis. But this is her village. And before we got out of the village, I have a very dear friend named Nandanlal Sharma. And his mother will absolutely not let me pass unless we get some nice roti and Brishbasi sabji. Brishbasi rotis and Brishbasi sabji. So we rip up the rotis and give everybody a little piece. So everyone takes some nice Brishbasi, nice hot Brishbasi roti, thick. Not like you guys make. We go to sometimes to the Gujarati's house and they make them so thin like piece of paper. These are like, no, not with this machine, like this. So nice thick rotis, everybody get a piece. And we'll continue along till we come to a place called Krishna Kund. And just at the bottom of Krishna Kund, there's a big wide space. Sometimes we sit here and take prasadam. It's a very nice place. And like we said, this hill has got four peaks. So we look up on one side, we see there's big, lots of stairway all the way up there. And we see, if we look closely, we see that all on the roof, all the decorations are peacocks. They have little plaster peacocks all around the roof of that building. So this is called Mor Kutir. Now some of you know the meaning of Mor, what we say when we want extra prasadam, right? No, Mor means peacock. So what happened was that Radharani and the Sakis, they were watching the peacocks dance on top of that hill. And then Nandan, he came by, he saw something's going on. He went up there and saw they were watching the dancing of the peacocks. So then Krishna, he began to dance just like a peacock. And he was dancing and peacock was dancing and peacock. Krishna was dancing, peacock was dancing. Then he came before Brisbanu Nandini. And she said, that was very nice. But this peacock dance is nicer than you. So then again, Krishna was dancing and peacock was dancing and Krishna was dancing and peacock was dancing. Then again, he came before Srimati Radhika. She said, that was much better. But this peacock dance is nicer than you. Then Radharani became Morni. If Mor is peacock, then Morni means peahen. And Radha Krishna began to dance like peacock and peahen. Wonderful pastime took place there like this. And we go all the way up the stairs, 9 to 0, I send you all up. But you go all the way up those long staircase to this Mor Kutir, and there's beautiful painting done by a saint from the Nimarka Sampradaya. He was meditating on this pastime and Radharani appeared before him. And he was an artist. So they told him, as long as you paint this pastime, you will see this pastime happening before your very eyes. They don't usually allow photos, but we've managed to sneak some photos. You can see on my Facebook page somewhere, there's a photo of Mor Kutir painting and the Mor Kutir Leela. And from there, we look around, we see this beautiful, out the windows, it's like a big turret like this all around with windows all around. And you see this beautiful green Brajma, just like now. This year we're having nice rainy season. For 3 years in a row, we hardly got any rain. A nice rainy season. Everything is so green. And this Brajmandal is not different from the Golok Dham. Don't think they're the same place. They are the same place. Don't think it's part of the material world. This is Braja Dham is non-different from the Golok Dham. Here, every man, woman, child, person, animal, everyone has got some service of Radha and Krishna. Now somebody asks, what about snake? Sometimes in our goshala, some cobra comes out. So what happened was one time, Krishna was too fresh with Radharani. So she ran away from him. And he was running behind her, but she was just flying down the path too fast. She was going to escape. Meanwhile, there was a big black snake coming from the other side. He saw this little girl is going to trample on top of me. He stood up and went like that. And Radharani screamed and ran back into the arms of Sri Nandananda. So this way, this is such a place, even the snake, black snake, has something to do in the Leela of Radha and Krishna. So we come back down, and there's a little staircase. We go up that staircase. We come to a place known as Krishna Kund. There's one time Sri Krishna came there with his cows, and there was no water for them to drink. So Krishna took his flute, and he dug out this kund with his flute. So Krishna's flute is very handy for calling gopis, for calling cows, for digging kunds. In Bandarban, he made a well. Very practical, this flute of Krishna. So it became known as Krishna Kund. And on one side of the kund, we see a nice asana is there. This is Asana Maru Mangal. Because we all know that Krishna, he's very fond of butter, milk, yogurt, especially makhan butter. Hmm? And we heard just now that Chiksoli is famous for all these things. Yeah. So one time Krishna and his friends, they came to Chiksoli and they were going from house to house and peeking in the window, trying to find one house where no gopi was home. Hmm? So they found one house, and they saw in the window that no gopi was home. So they went around to the front door and they came inside and began to eat all the butter, milk, and yogurt. Because in the old days, and even now, I've been to villages, nobody bothers to put luck. There's no need of luck. Just like everybody's very anxious to live in the Big Apple, New York City. Not anymore, though. But anyway, but if you go there, first of all, you can't even get into the building of your friend. You want to visit your friend, the door is locked. Then you have to, there's a whole row of buttons and you find the apartment number of your friend, you push the button, then suddenly a voice appears out of nowhere. And once you identify yourself, then this horrible sound comes. As long as that sound is going, you can open up the door. Then everybody in New York lives up. It's like when I was a kid, we used to say, "Hey mom, I'm going out to play." But in New York, everybody says, "Hey mom, I'm going down." Huh? So you go way up to the 44th floor to your friend's floor. You find his apartment. You ring the bell. And this little piece of glass is there. It suddenly gets dark as somebody looks from the other side. Who's out there? Huh? Then you hear all the locks. Living in such fear. But in the village, no need of locks. So everybody came inside. They began to drink all the milk and eat all the makan. Meanwhile, that gopi came home. She heard some noise from the window. So she peeked inside to see what was going on. And she saw what was going on. She went around to the front door. Now, those of you who've been to India, you know we don't have one door like here in America. We always have two doors like this. And then we have a bolt like this on the outside. And a bolt like this on the inside, right? So then she went to the, took the bolt on the outside. Means who's ever inside, now he can't get outside. And she ran to call all the other gopis, "We caught this rascal." Meanwhile, Nandanandan, he also heard that sound. He knows the meaning. He looked all around. He went out the window. So all the cowherd boys, they all ran, they climbed up and ping, 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 they all ran out the window. But there's one friend of Krishna named Madhumangal. Now, first of all, we know Madhumangal, he's lame. He couldn't run. He couldn't climb like the other cowherd boys. Somehow he managed to get up to the window. But other problem is Madhumangal's one of Krishna's sakhas, one of his friends. But he's not a gopa, he's a Brahmin. And our Braj Brahmins, they don't tend to be very skinny fellows. So he got up to the window, but when he tried to go through the window, he got stuck. So then all the gopis came back, they undid the lock, they came inside. "Ha, we got you." Nobody's there. Just this fat friend of Krishna stuck there in the window. So they pulled Madhumangal out. Boop. They tied his hands behind his back with flower garlands. They tied a string around his sika. And they threw the end over the branch of the tree. And they told him, "Now we got hostage. You thought this hostage taking was a new thing, huh? This has been going on for at least 5,000 years. So... now we got hostage. We have hostage, we have some demand. So then they said, "Now you call your friend Krishna here." And they pulled on that string. "Ooh, Kaniya! Ooh, Krishna! Ooh, Kana! So Krishna, he heard Madhu Mangal crying like that. And he came running to the spot. Hare, what have you girls done? Don't you know this Madhu Mangal, he may be one of my sakhas, a friend, but he's not a gopa, he's a Brahmin. Now you done Brahman aparad. All your health, your wealth, and your beauty will be finished. And what do little girls worry about? Health and wealth and beauty. So all the gopikas became very frightened. So, oh Kana, what can we do? How we can get free from this aparad? Krishna thought for a minute. He said, you go to your house. First of all, you make a nice asan for Madhu Mangal. Then you set him down very nicely. You go to your houses. You find out as many laddus as you have in your house. And you bring those laddus to Madhu Mangal. You feed him those laddus. He'll forget all about the aparad. He will give you asharad. So they sat Madhu Mangal down. They went to the houses. They brought back as many laddus as they could find. They fed all those letters to Madhu Mangal. He became very happy. He began to bless, give them. He forgot all about the aparad. He gave them all ashravad, blessing. Whatever was there, manokamana. Manokamana means the dearmost desire within the heart. And what is the dearmost desire in the heart of all the gopis? That somehow or other, Nanda Nandan become pleased with them. And that is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. We make everything very complicated, but it's very simple. Whatever you do, you should do it with the idea that somehow or other Nanda Nandan will be come pleased with me. Just like when I came on, everybody was chanting their japa. Why are we chanting japa? So Krishna will become pleased with us. Why do we go to the Artik? Why do we celebrate the festival of Radhastami? Why do we do all of these things? Just so Krishna will become, we offer our food, we associate with devotees. We go to Mangal Arati at least when we're in Vrindavan. Just so Krishna will become pleased with us. That is Krishna consciousness. Simple. We make it complicated. But you just think, whatever I'm doing, am I doing this for the pleasure of Krishna? Or am I doing this for that my senses will become pleased? Then you're always Krishna conscious. Simple. Like that. So we'll take some water from this Krishna Kund and sprinkle it on our heads. And we'll continue. Beautiful people trees are there. Huge people trees with so many beehives hanging down. Big, big beehives hanging down at the branches of the people tree surrounding this Kund. And so we see so many monkeys are there. And then we come out. There's one enormous, huge people tree right on the corner. Every time we don't pass without giving a big hug. It is enormous to people, even bigger than the one in front of Prabhupada Samadhi in our Krishna Balaram temple. And then we continue on, and there's, on the left side, there's a dwar, gateway, and some steps. We go way up those steps to the top of another hill called Mangar. And a little place called Man Mandir. So Man, you may know, as opposed to Man. Man means the heart. Man means when Radharani is upset with Krishna, she does Man Lila. You take a little pride and some anger and some coquettishness and some crocodile tears like this. You mix it all together like artists and you get Man. So one time, Radha and Krishna were standing on top of the hill. It was full moon night. And Krishna was describing the beauty of Srimati Radhika. And he said, Radharani's complexion is just as beautiful as the full moon. And Radharani became furious. Why she became furious? Because everybody's seen the moon has got some imperfections. Krishna was giving example of her beauty with something so imperfect, so faulty like the moon. Actually, moon has got panch dosh, five faults. First of all, we just said kalank, he's got spots. Second of all is kay, he shrinks. Third fault is Banki. It's like Banki Bihari, he's crooked. Fourth fault is Nisachar. Nisachar means who comes out at night. Who comes out at night? And who comes out at night? Rakshas. And when does the moon come? Nighttime, is it? He's just like a Rakshas. And fifth fault is Vishabandhu. Bandhu we know like Deen Bandhu. Bandhu means friend. So, and Vish, most of you know, it's very funny when we come to Braj, because many times the devotees, they name their children Vishvambar, Visvajit, Visvajivan, Vishwanath. And then what do all their friends call? Hey, Bish. And Bish means poison. I'm always embarrassed in Braj. We're walking along on Prikkaman. It's like, hey, Bish, you know, and all the Bishvazis turn around and look, what was that? People always ask me, what should they name their children? I said, don't worry about what to name them. Worry about what the friend's going to call them. So Vishabandhu means relative of the poison. Just let me know Brahmabandhu. So you know, when they churn the ocean of milk, then poison came out. And Airavata and Utreshrava, so many things, nectar came out. And moon also was born from the churning of the ocean of milk. So he's relative of the poison. And if that wasn't enough, what do we call the moon in Sanskrit? Chandra, right? Sounds too much like one of Radharani's competitors. Who said Chandravali? So for all these reasons, Radharani became so furious. And she ran from that spot. And Krishna was left lamenting. And hearing the lamentation of Krishna, even the rocks began to flow. Rocks were very hard and stiff, but they began to flow. The Jamuna stopped running. Became hard. Soft things became hard and hard things became soft. After a while, Radharani came back, but she was dressed up just like Krishna. And Krishna said, hey, who are you? And Radharani said, I am Krishna, who are you? And Krishna said, I'm Krishna, who are you? And Radharani said, I'm the real Krishna, who are you? And Krishna said, I'm the real Krishna, you're a counterfeit. And Radharani said, you're the counterfeit, I'm the real Krishna. In this way, they were going back and forth. Then finally, Radharani said, if you're the real Krishna, then where is your Srimati Radhika? Krishna said, I'll play my flute. She'll come, you'll see. He played on his flute. He opened his eye, no one came. He again played melody on his flute. No one came. Finally, he played so enchanting melody on his flute. When he opened his eyes, Radharani could no longer maintain her disguise. And he saw that Radharani standing right in front of him. So Radha Krishna grabbed Radharani's hand and they ran off to Unchagaon, the village of Lalita Sakhi, to see if Lalita Sakhi can tell who is Radha and who is Krishna. Sisi Radha Krishna ki jai. So this place is known as Man Mandir. We'll see a beautiful painting of there. Radharani's turning her face from Krishna and Lalita Sakhi is just putting her hand into Krishna's hand like this. Beautiful painting is there in this place. So then we go back down the stairs and we come to a wonderful forest called Gevara. This forest on the backside of Barsana is known as Gevarban. And this is the playground of Radha and Krishna. We're seeing, it's like this place is called Barsana after the rain. It's sprinkled with so many wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And very, very wonderful place. So here, this is the playground of Radha and Krishna. And here we see very, very interesting trees called Dhau. And they're up on the top of the hill where there's no water. We know water runs down. So we see most of the trees are down in the plain. But these trees we never see on the plain where the plenty of water is there. Only where it's very dry on top of the hill, on top of Govardhan, you'll see these trees. And now if you go there, it is so amazing. There's all those trees. Now the rainy seasons, all these trees have beautiful, they have tiny, tiny emerald drop leaves, little tiny leaves, not big leaves, tiny little leaves, like emerald leaf trees. Mm-hmm. And next month, so many beautiful little yellow topaz flowers will come. And then when we come in December, we'll find all those leaves that, and a little bit later after the flowers, after the topaz flowers, then little tiny, tiny red ruby fruits come. Tiny, tiny, tiny little red ruby fruits. Mm-hmm. And when we come in December, then we find it is filled with gold leaf trees. All the hillside is golden with tiny, tiny gold leaf trees. And when we come in January, we find the tree is filled with copper leaf trees. All copper leaf trees. And when we come at Gaur Purnima time, there's no leaves at all. But the bark is very light, and that time the sun is very bright. Huh? So it looks like a whole forest of silver leaf trees. Hmm? Very mystical forest. Emerald leaves, topaz fruits, ruby fruits, gold leaves, copper leaves, silver trees. And ordinarily in that, and if you take two rocks and bang them together, they go clack, 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 clack. But if you're in the right mood and consciousness, you pick up two rocks from Barsana, ding, 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 just like ankle bells. Hmm? So we continue through this beautiful forest. We come to a place called Dangar. Dan, we know, means charity. It's like we'll meet so many people on the path in Gevarman. Dando, Dando. Huh? Give charity. Hmm? So the beautiful temple will find some, just like maybe 14-inch deities of Radha Dan Bihari. Hmm? Beautiful. Krishna's a little darkish metal. And Radharani's brass, Astadatu, beautiful deities of Dan Biharu, beautiful kesher and chandan and camphor, beautiful decorations on their face and very nicely cared for. Sweet little temple is there. So what happened was in Unchagaon, there lived a very, 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 very poor Brahmin, just like me. And just like me, he had a very, 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 very beautiful daughter who was marriage of age. Now I got my daughter married, and she's given me a granddaughter. Hmm. Now, those of you from India, you can understand, if you're very, very, very poor and you have a very, very beautiful daughter, this is a big anxiety. Because not only do you have to raise and clothe and feed and educate, and train your daughter how to serve her husband for the rest of her life. But when you want to get her married, you have to give money also. That's what we call dowry. Hmm? Actually, this is the way the Vedas even everything out. Because according to Vedic principles, only the sons will get the property of the, inherit the property of the father. Hmm? But the Vedas always, somebody said the Vedas are against women. But the Vedas always try to even everything out. This is the way the girls get their inheritance. Hmm? They get their inheritance at the time of their wedding. The guys have to wait till the old guy dies. So I say the Vedas are against men. But if you're very poor and you're a very beautiful daughter, this is a big anxiety. And not like me, he had a very wife whose tongue was just like a razor blade, always cutting him. What kind of Brahmin are you? Get some dan, get some charity, arrange the wedding of your daughter. One day he said, all right, I'm not going to cook. I'm not going to clean. I'm not even going to let you in the house. Get out, 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 get out. You don't come back until you get some dan and you arrange the wedding of your daughter. Hmm? So that poor Brahmin thought what to do. He thought, well, Krishna's Dina Bandhu, the friend of the poor. He will certainly help me. He must be there in Gevarman. So sure enough, Krishna was on top of that hill in Gevarman with Radharani and all the Sakis. And he came there and explained his position to Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna, Are, now what am I supposed to do? I'm just a cowherd boy with my girlfriends in the forest. All the money's there in Nandagam with Nanda Baba locked in his treasury. Now what am I supposed to do? And that Brahmin began to cry. And we know Krishna doesn't like to see the Brahmins unhappy. We pray every day, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hithayacha. Krishna likes to see Brahmins and cows very happy. So Krishna thought, what to do? So he said, anyway, I don't have any money, but I have one Priya. Priya, you know, means dear. And in British English, dear means something very, very expensive, costly. Just like in America, if the gas price gets to be $4 a gallon, we freak out. But in England, they sell it by the liter, but if you figure it out by the gallon, it comes out to around $7, $8 a gallon. Oh, it is so dear. So Krishna, I don't have any money, but I have one Priya. And Krishna made Sankalp, and he gave Radharani in charity to that Brahmin. Now that Brahmin really began to cry. Hey, first of all, I have one daughter. I can't even get her married. Now you give me a second one. Now my wife is going to kill me. And Radharani said, Shamsundar, you know, one second I can't live with... No, I have given charity to Brahmin. I cannot touch. But you know... One second, I can't live without you. And she began to cry and said, no, now I give charity to a Brahmin, I cannot touch. So then, all the Sakis seeing Radharani crying, then all the Sakis began to cry. So now everybody's crying. Krishna thought what to do. So all right, you bring one scale. Not like you guys have in your bathroom at home. But when you go to buy your fruit at the temple across the street like this. So it was a big scale. He put Radharani on one side. And he told all the Sakis, take all your gold and silver and bangle and bracelet and armbands and earrings and nose pins and necklace and all your gold and silver and pearl and diamond and ruby and sapphire and emerald we were talking about. You put them all on the other side. You go in our big temple in Delhi. Just behind Gorni Thai, there's a picture of this pastime done by our Russian devotees. Radharani sitting in the scale, and on the other side, the Sakis, they put all their gold and silver and pearl and diamond. Then Krishna, he gave all of that gold and silver and pearl and diamond to that Brahmin. That Brahmin became very happy. Haribo, Haribo! He ran off to Unchagaon to arrange the wedding of his daughter. And Radharani became very happy. And seeing Radharani happy, all the Sakis became very happy. In one stroke, Krishna made everyone very happy. Sri Sri Radha Krishna ki jai. From there, we go to the main temple, Ladli Lal. Ladli means beloved daughter, and Lal means beloved son. There we have beautiful deities. Unfortunately, they don't allow pictures. We've managed over the years to catch a few. And usually we have very nice kirtan there. Big, huge temple is there on top of the hill. Very wonderful place, Ladli Lal. So you see Radha Ladli Lal ki jai. So many other places we can see in Barsana. And now we have some nice pastimes to meditate on because Radhastami is coming in a few days. So we'll put our voice to rest here. If anybody has any questions, we'll try to answer those questions. Thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity to serve you in this way. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Can you tell us any pastime of Radharani which is very, very dear to him?
Any pastime with?
I would which is very dear to Radharani. Of course, she enjoys many pastimes with Krishna.
These pastimes are very dear. If you tune in tomorrow, of course, you have to know Hindi. Tomorrow we're going to do two classes in Hindi on the appearance of Radharani. Or actually, one is about Barsana, just like we did now. Appearance, that is a very dear pastime, but that will take a long time. I'll take another half hour to tell. But all these pastimes are very dear to Radharani.
Thank you so much, Shamati.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yes. Maru Mangala, I always knew that he was chubby, but I didn't know that he was lame. In what way is he lame, and how did he get like that?
How he got like that, I don't know, but whenever you see the Rasalilas here in Vrindavan, you all see Madhu Mangal come out like this.
So he has something wrong with one of his legs?
Yeah, because he's a comical character, so he's always making Krishna laugh. Huh?
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay, well,
so we see people walking funny like this, we laugh. So Madhu Mangal, he comes on like this.
You have any other Madhu Mangal story?
Oh, so many, but we don't have time.
Okay. Well, thank you for your very animated story telling.
Hare Krishna.
Very entertaining.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thanks, accepted humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
I don't even know what to say because once you start your class, you transport us somewhere. It's like an out-of-body experience. Literally, and then, I mean, of course, I'm not pure enough, but your pastimes just, carry me out and elevate my consciousness so much, and more than that, give me a hope that someday I'll be able to serve Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, and please give us your association. That's
amazing. Hare Krishna. Anyway, you give me your association. As soon as all this janjat is over, you come here to Braj and see these places with your own eyes.
Thank you so much.
I also don't have any hope, but by serving the Vaishnavas in this way, I hope somehow or other Krishna will be pleased.
Hare Krishna, Dinabandhu Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
Glory to Srila Prabhupada. I am just so very happy to see you. I was on Parikrama with you in Vrindavan. And I have been missing Vrindavan so very much, especially the last few weeks. And I also want to say thank you for giving the pastimes of Varsana, because that I call that the sweetest place in the world. When you go there, it's just
who
amazing.
Who is this? I recognize the smile, but I can't remember the name.
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, all right.
Yes. So thank you so much for this class. I'm so grateful. Hare Krishna.
I'm so grateful you give me this, because I'm just stuck in my room. I can't do Prikrama anymore. So you gave me a chance to go outside. I also left this room.
Yes. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Just one more question. Radharani, in Javad, Radharani goes now to pick lotus flowers. And in this past time, we have the mother-in-law come, Jatli and Kutliya, and they'll come and then Krishna just hides himself amongst the blue lotus, to hide.
Blue lotus flowers, yeah.
Yeah. Can you just give the location where this happens, Prabhuji?
It sounds like Radhakund.
It's Radhakund.
But I don't think Lalita and I don't think Kutila can come there. But the best time I know is that Radha and Krishna were splashing each other, and Krishna won, and then he. The winner was supposed to embrace the other, so he embraced Radharani, and she slipped out of his hand, and she came up among the yellow lotus flowers. And Krishna was looking all around. Then he saw that all the bees went to Radharani's face, and he saw Radharani. Then Radharani swam over there, and when she got there, she couldn't find Krishna. Or when Krishna came there, when Krishna came to the yellow lotus flowers, she dipped under the water, and Krishna looked around. And Krishna dipped under the water. And she looked all around, and suddenly she saw the monkeys were up in the tree pointing at the blue lotus flowers. And then Radharani looked down and she saw Krishna was there amongst all the blue lotus flowers. It's the lotus flower pastime that I know very well.
And the location of this is also
Radhakund. This is Radhakund.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, begging your mercy so that we can.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dina Bandhu Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji. So, you showed us how much immense sweetness it is there in Radha Krishna pastimes, after we understand the greatness and the tattva of Krishna and Radha. So, how much sweetness comes after that. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. My question, Prabhu, we see most of the deities, Radharani also has many, many names, but we see many deities are named, where Radha Radharani's name is same, but we see Radha Govind, Radha Madhav, you know, Radha Madan Mohan, like that. So any particular reason, Prabhuji, like that?
Why only Radha? I don't know. In Bhaktisiddhanta has Gandharvika Giridhari at the Chaitanya Math. And I've seen other places in Chicago. Somebody was there who checked in from Chicago. They have Kishore Kishori, where Radharani's name is reversed. We always put Radharani's name first, and there we have Kishore Kishori. And they asked Prabhupada, he said, because we always save the best for last.
Okay.
Anyway, I never thought about it, so, but I know in many Gaudiya Maths, she's known as Gandharvika Giridhari. Even so.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, we heard so many Radharani and Krishna's pastime with so many different animals like cows and peacock and monkeys. But unfortunately, like here in America, we only see and hear dogs. So,
Krishna has a pet dog.
So, Prabhu, any
I've forgotten pastime? His name, but Krishna has a pet dog also.
Krishna has pet dog?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay, Prabhu. Yeah. So, any name of that dog, Prabhu? Or
Right now, I can't remember. I'd have to see Radhakrishna Ganadesha Deepika. He has a pet parrot. Radharani has her pet. I remember Krishna's parrot's name, Vichakshana, something like that, who's very clever.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, is there any pastime with dogs, or were there any dogs?
I've never heard any pastime with dog. Just I've seen it in Radhakrishna Ganadesha Deepika. Krishna does have a pet dog.
Yeah, so if we see dog, we can at least remember that pastime.
I don't know any pastime in any
way. Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
But I don't think he comes lives in the house with him.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for taking us to Varsana Dham. We are so fortunate to have you here, and you know, we are stuck in America. It's very hard to get there in Varsana. So thank you so much for taking us, Prabhuji. I have a question, like Radharani was born at Rawal?
Yes.
And then why they went to Varsana?
Well, when Nanda Baba moved from Gokul, Nanda Baba and Vrishabhanu were very good friends. So then he saw also this may not be a safe place for Radharani, so he moved to Varsana. Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead. Oh, no, I already asked one question. You go, please.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, we love reading your Braja Leela book. And it is so wonderful. And we have personally never been to Vrindavan and never seen you. But the book is so wonderful. So my question is, when book 2 is coming, Prabhuji? We are really waiting.
Book 2 is already out, but we haven't put it on. I don't think. It's a paperback, but we're taking advantage of this lockdown. We're working on the Kindle version.
Oh, we want the paperback. Is it available? Oh, yeah, I'll go check. Yeah. Prabhuji, thank you so much. I wanted to really, really thank you. You take us to Vrindavan through your lectures and through your book. So really wonderful.
Yeah, anybody wants the books, they're on Amazon, Braj Leela, with the V as in victory.
Yes, thank you so much.
Part 1 and Part 2. And Madhurya Kadambini also, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can you repeat one point you were making about Varsana being the cause of rain?
Not Varsana, Radharani. Radharani is that we need some thing or some person to cause Krishna's mercy to come. So that is Radharani. That's why we call her the Barsani Wali. She's the one who makes Krishna's rain of mercy come.
Oh. Okay. And so
we can't go to Trikati directly. We go through Radharani. First we go to Prabhupada, then we go to Radharani, mm-hmm. then we can go to Krishna. So Radharani is the one who makes us our contact with Krishna. We get his mercy by Radharani's kripa.
Okay, so is there a particular reason why the place is called Varshana?
That's why, because Radharani is a Barsani Wali. She's the one who makes Krishna's reign of mercy come on us. And we just saw the whole place is sprinkled. Radha and Krishna's pastimes have rained down. I just gave a speck of the pastimes that happened there, but there's so many pastimes.
So the place is named after her, then? You know, Varshana is named after Varshani Wali.
If you want to look at it like that, okay.
Just trying to see the connection. Okay. Thank you.
Because so many wonderful pastimes are there, and Radharani is the one who makes Krishna's reign of mercy come on us.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, one more question. Prabhuji, here we see such a good pastimes of Radha and Krishna. We always hear that Lord Balramji helps, you know, in facilitating their pastimes. Here, how do you say, Prabhuji, that Balramji is helping in their pastimes?
Not directly in Radha and Krishna's pastimes, because it will always be uncomfortable for the older brother to be there when the younger brother is with his girlfriends. But I have heard, but I haven't seen it in scripture anywhere, that he comes as he appears as Ananga Manjari, Radharani's younger sister, in order to facilitate the Madhurya Rasalilas, because he can't be directly involved. In fact, in Unchagaon, there's a Daoji temple there. And one great Gaudiya saint explained this to us, that Daoji is here in Unchagaon because he takes part in the Leelas as Ananga Manjari, Radharani's little sister.
Yeah, thank Balarani you very much.
So much wants to serve, so he can't be in these type of pastimes. So he expands as an Ananga Manjari to do that.
Yes, Prabhuji. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for taking us. Sridham Balsana Dham ki jai. Sridham Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Like you explained so nicely, that little kukur, little bees, and little creepers are also busy to serve till Srimati Sisi Radharani. And we can see whenever we visit to Sridham Vrindavan Dham, everybody say Radhe, 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 Radhe. And you think so nicely, Radhe, Jai, Jai, Madhava, Jai, Jai.
Hare Krishna. Okay, I think we have to put our voice to rest here. So we thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We can. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your association.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Vardhana Mataji. Say thank you.
Thank you, all of you.
Hare Krishna. I love you too.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. Please give us your regular association, Prabhuji. We are really grateful to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji and to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rudyasya.
Sakhi Prasindu Vevacha. Jitanam Pavani Vaishnavu.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavu.
Jai.
Vrindavan Dham ki jai.
Jai.
Jai Dinabandhu Prabhu.
Jai.
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 Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.